So yeah, this is a special edition of my podcast. We're talking about a lot of things, and we're gonna talk about lost and found. Here with one of my friends, that we're gonna talk about experience that we have in lost and found.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, bro?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, I know, I can see you're fine.
Yeah.
Be relaxed.
I just choked up my spit.
Wait, nobody's watching you, so it's gonna be a podcast that nobody's gonna watching you.
I know.
I know, relax, big chill.
Like, all right.
You know that there was a time that, we're talking about lost and found, there was a time that I was in a party. It's a neighbor party.
Right.
I was in a party and people were, you know, people dancing, people doing a lot of things, dancing, reggaeton.
Yeah, the usual stick.
Why the usual
stick? Shtick.
Oh yeah. Meanwhile, I was walking outside, and I found $20.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I found $20. I was like, What will I do? Like, do I go ask somebody? Because if I was gonna ask somebody, hey, do you lost $20? I will look like I'm a stupid asshole.
Depends. I mean, they could just, well, remember, depends if the person, depends on the circumstance.
If you hear a sound, we're at BK of Plaza Las Americas. So yeah.
That depends though, if in case you were asking like a person who isn't drunk and all that, you ask them, hey, do you lose $20 or something like that? Depends. If you see that they're first checking their purse or something like that,
uh-huh,
and they say they either did or did not, depends. They
Me?
Could be truthful.
Yeah.
But if you see them not even checking their purse or their pockets, then you already know.
Trust me.
It's not them.
If that person finds out that they lost $20, I will be disappeared.
Oh, come on. You at least would have done the right thing.
I did the right thing, but there was a lot of people drunk.
True.
There was dancing, and there was, they don't care about life. And I was like,
yoink.
No. I was like, do I take the money so I can buy a lot of things that I need? Like, it's a Black Friday.
Alright.
And I need it. Or I do the right thing. I did the right thing.
And nothing happened.
No, I went to my house and I went to sleep and nothing happened.
Oh, you left it there.
Yep.
Alright.
But tell me about yourself. I know you find something that I was curious about.
Alright. I mean, essentially this happened about give or take 4 or 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially I was pretty much in one of the more famous malls here in PR.
Yeah.
Essentially, I was pretty much in the Microsoft store.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much outside where...
Awesome store. You can play free.
Yeah, pretty much they have their own small area where pretty much they permit you to play with an Xbox One. Essentially, I was there with a group of friends and all that. And
like all the time?
Yeah, pretty much like always. And let's just say, I pretty much felt like someone was pretty much like left and all that. I tried to see if it was one of my friends and all, but
mm-hmm,
pretty much I didn't remember if it's one of them. But essentially, I noticed that there was a switch there, and immediately I went to see if the person, because I didn't see the face of the person, so
uh-huh,
I couldn't just immediately just go running towards him and tell him. And essentially, I waited there for 3 hours, pretty much. Until the mall was pretty much essentially closing and all.
No way.
And let's just say, I have to admit, I did take it and all, but the thing is this though, I took it and all that, but I didn't tamper with anything. I pretty much left it as it is, and heck, I even checked if it had an account or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It didn't. Pretty much the next day, I went to Microsoft directly, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And I asked in case if anyone reported a lost Switch or something like that.
A lost Switch? We're talking about Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, a $300 plus console, which everyone's got.
$300.
And essentially, no one asked for it. I felt sad for the fact that no one, you know, no one went to report the...
And how long that happened?
Like I said, give or take 3 or 4 months.
You kidding?
I'm not kidding you.
What, 4 months? And that person never finds out that you have their Switch? There's an email, though.
No, there wasn't. Literally, their account was... The only thing that I had was physical games locked in. Like, for example, it didn't have any digital. The only games I had was, Super Mario Odyssey and 1-2-3, it's 1-2 Switch, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 1-2 Switch. Wow. And it was pretty much not essentially a download, it was a physical, the data essentially belonged to a physical cartridge.
But, wow, that you can you imagine 3 months?
And heck, even month by the month, well, I only did the last 2 months. I pretty much went to Microsoft and asked them.
But did you ever put it on Facebook or something? Because I will do that. I will do, found a Switch at Microsoft Store. Oh, is that in case that you didn't or you did not? Well, but I will say.
Yeah, but remember that the same case would apply to your drunken party story that everyone would be claiming.
Yeah, but no, but money's money because there's a lot of huge difference between a Switch and money because you have the money and you saw it on the floor. Nobody gonna say, everybody gonna say that's mine. Oh no, that's mine, and there's gonna be a huge fight.
Yeah, but
a Nintendo Switch, that's very strong.
True, but remember, it barely had anything that would pretty much identify it as something personal. It didn't have any personal sticker, nothing. It was pretty much just essentially an almost blank Switch with the portable cover, the small case that you carry
uh-huh,
it,
uh-huh.
The two parts where you put the Joy-Cons in, and Super Mario Odyssey. And with the data and save data of the 1-2 Switch Go.
Honestly, I will do the Facebook thing, but in my case, I will do the right thing. In that case, I will do the real thing.
Just leave it there. I get it.
No, I will do it. Put it in the Microsoft Store, and I put it like. Hey, I found a lost Nintendo Switch. Oh no, in the corner.
Pretty much where.
But it was the person. It was beside you playing, or he was.
I think he was beside me, but wasn't playing. I didn't.
You didn't know.
No, literally, since I was mostly paying attention directly to the screen, I didn't know who the person was. Mm. I felt like someone pretty much left, you know, like, imagine this, sitting beside someone and then just feeling like, I don't know, like a small distortion of, you know, essentially, when someone passes you by.
Uh-huh.
I just felt that, and pretty much, when I went to check if it was one of my friends and all.
Yeah, it's just that, wow.
The odds, yeah.
We're not talking about
money,
we're talking about a Nintendo Switch, you know, a real deal.
Yeah, something
one of the most, for me, it's the most awesome console because you have 2-in-1. You have the console you play on TV, you have the console you play on
became the center stage of what the PS Vita was.
Yeah, but
The PS Vita could have connected to some home console titles. For example, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom, you can pretty much play against it with the PS Vita.
It was not the best thing, I guess.
It wasn't the best thing in America. But in Japan, it was a shit.
Yeah, you know, Japan is Japan. No, it's a shit. I know it's a shit, but... Well, it's a Nintendo Switch. You have a huge console there.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
If the owner appears and actually asks me about the Switch, I'll gladly give it back. I'm not saying, like, if the owner comes to me and...
But it has the charger.
Oh, no, it didn't have the charger. I had to get my own.
Wow. But I think it was a little kid.
Most likely, I mean...
I think it was a little kid because
Now that I think about
you and it, you and I, that we're adults.
We tend to pretty much be more precautious
and responsible because, okay, I have a Nintendo Switch. I'll put it in a size that I will watch it.
For example, pretty much putting it in your lap.
Or in my backpack.
Yeah.
Or put it on something. Or simply don't take it. Don't bring it to the Plaza de America. Don't bring it.
So, but at least it might have been a kid or something like that that might have accidentally, for example,
It's weird that nobody asked for the Switch.
Yeah. Heck, even
in the Microsoft store. I remember one time
remember it's outside Microsoft store.
Yeah, but one time I was sitting in the Microsoft store. I was playing Dragon Ball Z Fighter, and there was a key. There was some keys of a car, and I put the keys on my neck, and I was playing. And I say, I know somebody's gonna come back. Like, it take like 5 or 10 minutes later. Somebody came back. You say, excuse me, do you see my keys? And I was joking, like, what keys? Oh, this keys? It was, thank you so much. And I was like, dude, it was a nice car. No, it was a junky one. Oh, okay. It was a nice car. I will take it away. Jokingly, I will take it away. Thank you.
Like, it's just saying, where's your car?
Where's your car? I will not be the prince that take a shoe for Cinderella. I will not be the car that Cinderella take it away. Jeez. But it's like, oh, Cinderella lost his slipper. But in real life, a kid lost his keys of his car. Mm-hmm. And I will say, this is you? No. This is you? No. This is you? No.
Jesus.
No, because... Well, I will not do that. I did the right thing.
Yeah,
but it was a nice car. I was thinking about that car. I was thinking about it was a Toyota, a Mitsubishi.
It depends. It could have been a nice old car or a nice new car. Depends.
A nice car. But
no, remember, air conditioner. There's nice old and nice good.
No, but with air conditioner.
Oh, I get you.
With outs with the cable, so you can put the cell phone and you put Spotify, or you can put Pandora. What?
Yuke's cable.
I use cable, yeah.
Or depends. There are some new cars with a USB.
Or Bluetooth.
Well, yeah.
It depends. Really? I would like a car with Bluetooth.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I would still prefer an old car.
I would love a old car.
No, but what I mean by old car, I mean those real stylish, those cars.
Oh, the vintage ones.
Not too vintage. Let me give or take like a Chevy Impala 1996.
That's vintage.
Let's just say, if you've seen Supernatural,
oh,
it's that car.
But it's a vintage.
Yeah, it's technically nowadays a vintage.
But yeah, but it's a vintage. It's a retro car.
Yeah.
I would love a Corolla.
A retro, technically it's a retro, forgot the name. Essentially it's a muscle car.
I would love a Corolla.
Yeah.
With the Bluetooth radio.
Alright.
So, I don't use the AUX, AUX.
UX.
UX.
It's technically AUX.
Uh-huh.
UX. Okay.
What you say it?
Huh? UX.
No, but how you spell it?
AUX.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, but, for fuck's sake.
But what is the name called right?
Huh?
What is it called right?
Malice, how people say
Ute?
It. A Ute. Malice, it's technically supposed to be called AUX cable, but some people just say it, you know, in a
AUX
row.
AUX cable, I would love to say that better.
Yeah.
I would love to say that Ute. Better. Because I know English. I know English, but there's a times that
you just blank out on something.
No, I'm like, when the Americans come to Puerto Rico and you talk like, I don't speak so much Spanish, and I say, I don't speak a lot more English. So teach me English and I'll teach you Spanish, and I'll be better and you'll be better and everybody's gonna be better.
True.
I would love that.
Still, there are some cases where pretty much where I've met a few Puerto Ricans.
I was like. And that was, it happens to me at Walmart at Orlando, Florida. I went to Orlando, Florida, and I see a person with a Latino name.
All right.
And I say, hey, I'm looking for this game that has this specific...
specific details.
Details, and I would like to find the game. In that time, I have a PS Vita, all right. And I give it to a friend. He can reuse, borrow my PS Vita.
All
right. It has, like, I'm 27 years now, and still have the PS Vita. And I was like, okay, fuck that.
No,
fuck that, it dies. I really don't like the PS Vita. For me, it was a cool console, but I prefer the old PS1, the PSP. I prefer that.
I get you.
I prefer that a lot. Trust me, I prefer that a lot.
All right.
I
would say this, Melanie. If you had, because I actually had like a small time with a PS Vita and all that with other games, because I have a friend who. No. I've had a few friends who've jailbroken their PS Vitas to pretty much play Japanese games.
Oh,
and yeah. That's the same. There's a huge list of really good Japanese games.
Yeah, and
like
I never see that they sell some Dragon Ball Z PS Vita games. I never see some Kingdom Hearts game from PS Vita.
That's Melissa. I think it was only in Japan. Sorry about that. In case of the if any sound came out, but the thing is this though, that there were some games that were Japan exclusive because let's just say in the US the PS Vita didn't manage to get too much sales.
I see that.
Because of the PSP's jailbroken state. Because the PS Vita, also another reason why the PS Vita didn't sell too well.
I love the old one, the little mini one.
Oh, you mean the phone one? The one that was shaped like a phone?
Yeah,
the PSP Go, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that was the best. It was like, I have a cell phone? No, it's a PSP. You're joking. No, for real. I have this PSP Go, and I'll play this game. And that was Tekken back then.
Nice.
And you know Tekken Dark Resurrection?
The
one with Jin, the Devil Jin, and Jinpachi, the father of Heihachi. If you know the case of all stories of Tekken, I'm a very huge fan. A very, very huge fan of Tekken.
Alright, can you explain to me why Akuma is in 7?
What?
Can you explain to me why Akuma is in Tekken 7?
I think they killed him.
Why is Akuma there? Why his existence is in the Tekken universe?
Wait, I forgot who Akuma was.
Akuma, the most...
The panda?
No. Akuma is... Have you played Tekken 7?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, Street Fighter!
Yes, Akuma from Street Fighter.
I forgot, yeah.
How is Street he there? Fighter.
Because
explain
he,
to me.
Because in the story, Akuma has something in common about the story. How to say in Spanish? Tiene que ver algo con la historia. It has something about the story.
Alright.
And they put it there. It's like... I don't know, like Persona 5 Joker is his match, like Piranha Plant is his match.
Well, remember,
Banjo Kazooie is his match, it's a DLC.
Dragon Quest,
it wasn't DLC.
Yeah, but the thing is this though, remember that Smash Brothers Ultimate is a crossover game. Tekken is pretty much a story driven game.
I think it was not a crossover, I think it was something about the people's choice.
In the games that you're referencing, pretty much, let me give an example. Tekken is its own unique game with its own unique storyline that makes
yeah,
its own canon.
Yeah, but tell me this. Listen to this.
Alright.
I was hoping to see Heihachi Mishima on Smash because they did a skin me of a me costume of Heihachi and you can buy it to the game.
Well, true. I mean, I get your point, and also...
And there was a lot of big humor. You know the rumor?
Huh?
You know the rumor about Sora for Smash? There was a huge humor.
Right.
A huge rumor. And I was like, trust me, Sora will not come into the Switch. I will...
Unless they just
unless they do the Kingdom Hearts collection that they says is gonna be.
I mean, technically they did the same thing for Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest is from Nintendo.
They ported the Dragon Quest 11 to the Switch as well as pretty much putting the Dragon Quest 11 Hero into the Smash Bros. Party.
Yeah, but there was. I will not to make reference about remakes or something like that, but...
Wait, no, that's not a remake, that's okay.
No, but changing things.
Changing the subject.
Changing the subject. Meanwhile, I was thinking about doing a research.
Oh, that you were thinking of researching...
Yeah, and I was wondering why Nintendo never make a remake from Final Fantasy the 1, 2, and 3. Because you know the Final Fantasy 1, 2, and 3 is a Nintendo game.
Yeah, I know, and...
It was more like a Game Boy.
Yeah, but at least from what I've remembered and all that, the first one was pretty much the most iconic of the games. The second one was the black sheep of it, and the third one was just meh. Because essentially, the battle mechanics were pretty much... Let's just say the first one stayed faithful to the original one, as well as the second one in a bad way. And third one was, well, like I said, it was meh. Like, it wasn't as great as the first one, and the story-wise and all that, and the mechanics were a little bit wonky.
And it was what?
Huh?
A meh?
Like I said, it's meh. Like, it's good, but not as good as the...
Yeah, because you see that they're gonna do Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, they're remaking
it. The remake, and they're gonna put it on PS4. And we have the first one of PS1 on Nintendo Switch that I have it. And...
Oh, you mean the original 7?
Yeah, the original one from the PS1. I have it on Switch.
Alright.
And you know you can buy free games on Switch, do you?
Can you say that again?
Buy
free games.
Don't tell me that you never know that you can
No. You just said buy free games on the Switch.
Yeah,
you mean get free games on
the Switch. No, you can buy one because there's a... It happens to me yesterday. I went to the store and I bought Shenzhen DLC. And I have $7 on points.
Ah, okay, on points.
And I choose the points and it cost me nada, free.
Right. Sorry, it's just that pretty much you said that you can
You can buy game for free with using the points.
Okay.
And it happens to me because I choose the points to buy the game. I pay for the Nintendo.
Pretty much you pay for the game.
Yeah, and I basically I need to pay the online account that it's gonna happen on September. I had to reconnect again. So I can buy the game, and I'm waiting for the Pokemon Sword and Shield that I don't know what I'm gonna get. If either gonna get the sword or I'm gonna get the shield.
Essentially, do you want the Dark Souls dog or a lion dog?
I don't know. I like the shield.
All right.
I like the shield because the skin of the shield is awesome. You know the dog color is red.
It's a fusion
of a lion and a wolf. It looks awesome, but
all right.
In the other case of the sword, the dog, I like the dog, but I don't like the dog with the sword in its mouth.
All right, I get you, but
it's cool. Sassian and Samacenta, they are cool.
You know, what would be very funny. If, for example, Nintendo were to make, like, the whole dressing pageant and all that would be able to add specialized customized items. Mm-hmm. If they were to make that you can take one of them, specifically the one with the sword, and just see if you can equip it.
I heard
they
was gonna make a fusion. I don't know about that. It's a big rumor.
Oh my god.
I heard a rumor that... Listen to this. I heard about an evolution between Farfetch and Lapras.
Lapras, I can understand. Farfetch? That sounds quite...
I don't know, I would like to see that.
Farfetch'd.
I would like to see Farfetch evolve. I would love to see Lapras evolve.
Like I said,
Lapras. I'm not gonna see a Lapras with a Titanic, because you know Lapras, I think it's gonna be the neck is gonna be tall, or they're gonna be, I don't know, but I would like to see something cool.
I don't know, I mean, technically it's a if you wanna make a Pokemon cool, then at least, like, I'm just saying,
but the Blackbird, I love it.
Oh, you mean the bird who they mean the living life out of him?
No,
No, I mean, yeah, I know who
yeah,
you mean.
But Corviknight. I'm very bad in English talking. But I'm doing my best.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm not judging you.
I know you're not judging me because I'm talking good. I'm judging you because you can talk Spanish and you don't like to talk Spanish because you're better talking English than Spanish.
Like I said, you're more comfortable with it.
I know, but I will put a nickname on that bird.
I would too. Just a flesh wound.
No, I will put it Uber. Yeah, because that's the bird that you're gonna use for flying and you're gonna fly on.
Also, just in case, that's a tier list.
Yeah,
but the Uber tier list.
Yeah, the Uber tier list. and the corgi, the dog.
Of course.
I would love to see an evolution with that dog.
Now, the things that fans are pretty much hoping for is that they do not fluff it up. Well, not the actual fluff, but you know, they do not mess it up.
I would like a third evolution like Jigglypuff.
But then there would be the whole complicated thing of what would be the other item that would pretty much make it evolve. Because it already needs a moonstone.
I would love to see a Clefable third evolution. That would be cool.
Alright.
I would love to see a third evolution of Tangela.
But now I have to ask you, what's your opinion on the National Pokedex incident with Sword and Shield?
What do you mean?
In Sword and Shield, essentially, Game Freak announced that there won't be any national Pokedex for Sword and Shield.
They're gonna make it international?
No. There's no national Pokedex. There's only the Galar region Pokedex. For example, pretty much recently they made a Pokemon bank feature where pretty much you can put all the Pokemons from previous generations. Big example from X and Y and ahead up to Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon into a bank board, pretty much they're going to be put into a Sword and Shield. But, well, the problem is this. Game Freak announced that they won't be able to put all 80 plus Pokemon into Sword and Shield.
So you mean that they're going to put all the Pokemon that I got on 3DS to put it in there?
Not all. Let's just say they're limiting the amount of Pokemon on the Galon's Pokedex. If it's not in there, you won't be able to pass it to Sword and Shield. People are scared for that, for the fact that all the Pokemons that... Heck, the concept of gotta catch 'em all won't be applied to Sword and Shield.
Honestly, I would love to see what Pokemons are not gonna be. If there was some Pokemons that there was some weak and there's stupid Pokemons, I will say, okay, do it. But if there was a Moltres that they were not gonna put,
most likely
Ivelta, the X and Y legends, I'm including the legends. If they don't put the legends, I will say this is gonna be the worst game ever.
Yeah, but mostly people are pretty much outraged because they won't.
I bought the Crash Go Kart game.
Alright.
I bought it and this game remembers me those awesome times that I was young and playing on PS1. And you see it right now, it's like, wow, they changed a lot.
Yeah, essentially.
But I don't like the change of Crash. It's more like crazy Crash than original Crash.
I mean, would you love to see the other Crashes that there have been?
Oh yeah.
The taboo looking one that came from a tribe of assets, I don't know.
I would like to see, because let me tell you this, all the games that are from PS1, they're remaking it, they're doing remakes, and that's awesome. in fact, it's awesome. Right. It's awesome, but there's more games that you can make. I would like to see Marvel vs. Capcom on Switch.
Yeah.
I would love to see Injustice on Switch. I would love to see...
I mean, essentially, Mortal Kombat 11 is on the Switch, so they might port Injustice 2 or pretty much make a new Injustice and port it to the Switch.
I would like to see... I will buy that game.
The Marvel vs. Capcom, that would be good, specifically because... Well, I would rather prefer to see Marvel vs. Capcom 3 ported to the Switch, because that would be a viable competitor for Dragon Ball Z Fighters.
It depends, because I'm still waiting. Then they not announced the Broly games, the Broly from the movie and Gogeta
from the movie, the characters,
the DLC, and they not, and we don't know if for real it's gonna be Super Janemba from Dragon Ball. But the thing is, I'm still waiting for that moment, because I know I have my credit card. And they're gonna say, okay, Broly's on Switch, and Gogeta is on Switch, and Janemba is on Switch. I will be, it's gonna be like, I don't know, like $15 to three games, the three guys. I didn't buy the music, because the music for me is very expensive. And who cares about the songs? There's songs that they're awesome, but I would like to see something cool.
Honestly, the starting music from the game is already good enough, so why add?
They put the super music, the super theme of the music. They put a lot of songs. And there's cool songs too.
So they should.
I like mostly all of the songs. I like the Beerus one. I always choose the Beerus one, and I don't care what stage. As long as Beerus song, I will enjoy it.
Alright. Any other games that we can talk about?
I don't know, I think it's time to leave.
Alright, I mean, if you want.
No, it's not about if I want. It's like, when I had to go because I'm going to see Avengers, the special edition.
Alright.
And I'm gonna talk about it soon, so yeah.
Alright. Just to make sure, people, don't waste your money on seeing a movie a second time.
No, it's a special edition. They're gonna do a tribute.
I know, I get it. It's
because just... they're gonna do it because they wanna pass the record of Avatar.
Yeah, you have to admit, sort of.
That's the reason why they're remaking the game.
Releasing
the game, the movie. I'm talking about the game. Releasing the movie again because. They want to pass
a record of Avatar. I get it, but you have to admit it's sort of a stingy move.
Not quite, because it's not gonna be so long at the theaters. Because next week is Spider-Man, and we're gonna see Spider-Man. I'm not see Aladdin because Aladdin. I'm a huge fan of the old version.
Alright.
Not quite the new one. They said that it's a good movie. I know it's a good movie, but I like the old one with Robert Williams doing the genie. Oh my god, it was amazing. And I'm waiting for Lion King.
Depends. You know who John Oliver is?
I know. And you know that Mufasa
is voiced by the original.
Is the original of the movie of Lion King. Is the only one is original. But I wanna see Nala as Beyonce.
Okay.
Beyonce as Nala, that would be awesome.
Alright.
And the song about with Elton John, that the one who's Timon singing.
Yeah.
I would like to see that part.
Alright.
It's a real anime. Let's just say I'm gonna see a mix of Animal Planet with Discovery Channel mixing in a Dancing with the Stars with Timon singing that song.
Alright.
Pumbaa's in the other side. Simba's dancing and playing with Nala.
Alright.
And then see the princess, the daughter of Simba, when he's gonna be the final. I wanna see that. And I wanna see the song of Be Prepared by Scar. I would like to see that.
Okay.
I don't know. I will. And la de. And the one with Simba as child singing with Zazu, I just cannot wait to be a king. I would like to see to hear that.
Alright, depends if they put it. Because there are some cases.
I know who's gonna put it.
Alright.
I think this is gonna change a lot of things. As usual.
Yeah, it's a remake.
But
so.
It's a remake.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of remakes.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Mulan. They said gonna make Mulan, and I see in the. On the social media, they're gonna make a Hercules movie.
Essentially, they're just trying to remake their old IPs. It's a good strategy for the newer generation.
Yeah, but changing a lot of things.
Yeah, essentially.
Like Maleficent kissing the Sleeping Beauty and she wake up. Like the Beast singing a song that we never hear the Beast singing the song in the Beauty and the Beast. Watching Cinderella in the real life, and I don't know. I would like to see Snow White as Disney. That's the last movie I want to see them make a remake.
Alright.
Because they take it to the castle, and we never know what happens next there. I think she was cleaning the castle, or she was cleaning the bedroom. The prince, it was, I don't know, in a real trip. I don't know. I would like to see that.
Okay.
And the dwarf and the dove walking the seven dove.
Alright.
Visiting her in the castle. I would like to see that in a
pretty much a continuation of the original story.
Yeah. And the evil queen. I would like to see something cool. I would like to see the Little Mermaid in real life.
Or even live action adaptation.
The live action. I would like.
Yeah, because if you see.
I would like to see Queen Latifah as Ursula. I would like to see that. But there's a lot of things at the future as the future is passing by. I would like to see a lot of things. So yeah, we have to.
Cut
stop.
It short. Yeah,
yeah, because. Now it's 8 o'clock and we need to go. So, have fun. Be safe. Good night, people. And we'll see you then in another special edition. This is a special edition of the podcast. It's not a... This special edition, it doesn't have a...
It's not
episode.
It's
no.
Not correlated to the original.
Yeah, yeah. It's a special edition. This is not... Another episode. This is like I'm gonna put it like special edition.
Pretty much, it's something else correlated. Something that's correlated into a separate section of this the original podcast.
I know.
Nah, just telling it to the audience.
I know, no, but wanna do it tomorrow or another day?
Yeah, sure, whenever I'm available.
Okay, so I count you in. You're the only one you're gonna teach me English in this podcast. For real.
Sure, I could.
Yeah, well, see you then. Good night, people.
Au revoir.